God bless you, dearly beloved. There's so much we don't know about the time after the gathering together of the saints, but what we do know is indeed glorious. From the dead and living in Christ, being raised and transformed to have new bodies like our Lord's glorious body, and to enjoy space travel in them without a plane or a rocket, we'll meet the Lord in the air. We'll see the Lord face to face in the air and return with him into the heavenlies. We will stand at the bema to receive for what we have done in the body. We will never again leave our Lord's side. We will behold glory after glory in the ages to come. When Christ returns in the Lord's day to render judgment and make war, we will be with him. We will even judge angels. We will see the whole earth bow to his rule as he rules for 1,000 years. We will see the resurrection of the just and the gathering of living Israel, the judgment of Israel and the judgment of the nations, the judgment of angels, the beast, and those that followed him. We will see the day of God, the great white throne judgment, the resurrection of the unjust, and the second death in the Gehenna, the lake of fire. We will behold new heavens and a new earth when God makes all things new again. The new Jerusalem, which is about 1,377-mile cube, descend to the earth. The paradise of God, and on it goes. Glory. When God says glory, he means glory, beloved. It will take him the ages to come to show us all of his exceeding great grace in Christ, with the loving kindness and tender mercies of a father. God is our Father, beloved. When he says he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, he means what he says, and he says what he means. Nothing today can compare to the incomparable glory that is yet to come. Rejoice and thank God. We will be a part of it because of his great love and grace to us in Christ. Live today as though it will be your last before he returns to save and redeem us. Live with great joy. He could return at any moment. And if not, live tomorrow the same. And the next the same, because he's coming. And it's nearer today than the day we first believed. We have pinned our believing on the good pleasure of our Father's will concerning us and Christ's work of salvation and redemption for us. He will finish what he started. That believing in Christ is our title deed, that we will obtain what we yet hope for today. As we continue to live in light of these things, we will receive a good report from God as those who went before us. Carefully consider God's Son, the Lord Jesus, who endured such contradiction of sinners against him. If perhaps you're weary and are mentally worn out by the lousy existence of the wicked, we have not been through what our Lord endured for our sake. He who began the work will return to finish it. Rejoice. Keep your eyes on him. You are his dearly beloved, and I love you.